Blog Talk Radio.
This is a show about accessing your inner wizard and aligning yourself to the magic of creation and moving forward in your life. Greetings. I have a shortened show today because of Halloween. I've been part of Dark Harbor at the Queen Mary, and I just have to leave early to avoid traffic. Traffic is a thing in Los Angeles. Anyone who's been here knows. And I've also been not I've been away from Wizard Talk. I've been not with the greatest voice too, because of the work that I've been doing at Dark Harbor. It doesn't allow for me to have my usual voice. It takes a lot out of me. So and it's not because I'm in my 50s either. It's because everyone who works there, we all sound like we're depleted. It's really quite hard work. Okay, great. Now I see that I didn't give myself any liquids. So, what I wanted to announce, there's going to be a charity reading day there at Muddy Paw Cafe on November 4th, the Sunday. I believe it's the 4th, but it is the Sunday for sure. And from noon to 6, the organization Lux Paws, who does this wonderful work, like rescuing wild cats and kittens and making sure that they're medically up to par there. It's like some of it's pretty heartbreaking, the stories that they have. But the staff is so dedicated, and they just go the extra mile there to save these beautiful lives. And sometimes they don't do it, as far as sometimes the lives get extinguished, they're just like a little bit too late. And it's pretty heartbreaking to see it on Instagram and all. But Lux Paws, LuxePaws, if you want to look them up. But all the money that is generated at this benefit, this charity, where there's about 6, 7, 8 psychics, tarot readers, animal communicators, angel communicators, where we're all doing our thing, and we're all donating our time for this cause. And if you're in Silver Lake, go check it out. I've posted it on my Instagram at Jason Tarot Wizard, on my Facebook at Jason D. McKean, my website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean.com, has my reading and my Om Chant CDs. All right, so again, that's November 4th, and that's going to be it's always a real meaningful day. It's like I usually end up reading, in the afternoon, usually from 3 to 6, and that's it's very, very meaningful stuff. So show up, show your love for the cats and the kittens. All right, I wanted to just touch upon like this Halloween, and I wanted to ask a question. Maybe I'll fit in too, but But I wanted to see what the energy around Halloween is anyway, to see what comes up in the tarot, because that's what I do. That's what I like to do. I like to do that with my students, or at workshops, just to open them up to the tarot and know that it's not just about asking about relationships or finances and all that. You can ask anything under the sun and see what the cards have to say. So let's start with that, because I kind of have two questions. And I'm going to start with these two, just kind of Halloween, what is it or whatever. It's interesting, the Ace of Swords comes up. And in the Wizard's Tarot, there's a floating figure, like a fairy or whatever, who's taking off. And usually that card is one, I see it as one of reinvention, where one has this ability to reinvent themselves and either start anew or start a new cycle. But that aspect of reinvention, because of the Halloween is usually a place of like costumes, right? Where people do reinvent themselves for the evening. They go into either an alter ego or a person that they truly are. I mean, I've seen people who are maybe corporate throughout most of the year, but on that one night, they become like a warrior, or they become someone who is softer, gentler, more like a clown, or and then there are those who are kind of that kind of go all out with like something really scary. It's like, whoa. This idea of it being a time to reinvent yourself, even if it's for one evening, it's like people live for it. They will like the day after they'll be planning their next costume or whatever. I know. Well, I don't want to go into that, because that's kind of my second question. The swords, again, swords comes up. The Page of Swords comes up, and the Page of Swords is like being the messenger, or being able to talk about things. I think about those parties when I was younger. Not so much now, because I can go into a party and basically just start talking to anyone. But Halloween, there's a certain freedom to just start talking to someone, like who's a total stranger, because they're maybe wearing something interesting, or they're in a group there that's like, kind of, it's a little, can be a little bit outlandish. It's like there's this energy of a freedom to, again, kind of step outside yourself and to not be confined to like your normal persona. It's like you're allowing your own social abilities and be how you're talking to others. You're allowing for that to change up. Lastly, it's really interesting. The Sun card comes up, and that's like a card of joy. That's a card of truth as well. With that daylight that comes in, and what if I were going through the deck and I were like, it's like, what is Halloween? It's like, I might have picked some darker cards, potentially even like the death card or whatever, because of the time of year and the thinning of the veil between worlds. But you know, there's these cards have a certain lightness about them, you know, in that realm of again, kind of like the freedom to you know, dress up, to let an alter ego out, you know, to let them go out to play, you know. And I don't disagree with that at all, you know, because of I happen to love Halloween. And you know, part of what I've been doing this year at the Queen Mary Dark Harbor is you know, just part of the performance of being in a maze and entertaining people, you know, scaring people, you know, being in a kind of that fun big atmosphere of a haunt, you know. And you know, it's like the camaraderie between all the performers is amazing, you know. But it extends, you know, not just to the actors and all that, but to the staff and the ushers and the makeup artists and the vendors and security, anyone who's involved with it, right? It's like you know, it's like one big festivity. And and it's important, you know, to not lose sight of that part of it. And you know, so I obviously, yes, what I'm seeing here is that it is a joyous time. And you know, I'm seeing like lots of oranges and yellows there too. So I'm thinking candy corn as well. Did you see where Trader Joe's has like candy corn flavored popcorn? And for me, that's like, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. It's just evil. That's just evil. I didn't try any, but I figure that if I did, I'd probably eat a whole bag or something and just feel really gross. So, what my second question was, is just like, what's my relationship to Halloween? You know, what is my relationship to it? And so I'm pulling three cards on that. And again, to remind people, this is a random process. I don't know what cards I'm picking from the backs of, you know, because I don't believe in, you know, knowing what the card is or whatever. Okay. Yeah, I was seeing this card earlier in my head, you know, and it's the Six of Cups, you know, the card of the past, of nostalgia, of being a kid, you know, of allowing yourself to be like a child and to, you know, not get hung up on the details of how one, you know, in the course of how one changes their identity. You know, it's like, you know, if you're going to be a fireman, right, and you're going to dress up in a fireman's like costume there, you know, it's like, you don't like say, well, you know, before I do this, I have to like go to, you know, the school to be a fireman, and I need to learn all about, you know, how to battle fires and all. It's like you just like put on the costume, and it's just like you're it's kind of it's play. It's a time to just let loose and have fun. And you know, as a kid, I used to dress up in a lot of costumes. You know, at one point I told my parents, you know, so I'd like to be an actor. And you know, like all good parents, it's like, well, you know, that's a really good thing. You know, let's we'll let you pursue that and all. And you know, we should look at some other things that are a little bit more solid, too. Some careers that are, you know, not quite acting. And you know, kudos to them. You know, I was a graphic designer for many, many years, an art director and all, and that paid the bills. I don't consider myself a very good actor, but I do enjoy. You know what I feel that what kind of acting does, or acting classes, or you know, when you're young, they allow for an awareness, awareness of your body, how it moves. You know, I remember being a teenager in this one production up in Anchorage, where it was part acting class, and it was like gearing up for a production at the end. So, you know, it's like we did all this work so that we could put on a play for 5 nights at the community college, which was a beautiful facility. And you know, it's like we would be walking up and down stairs, like you know, it's like, okay, you know, walk up the stairs, but don't look at the stairs. You know, just use your body to walk the stairs, but don't watch your feet. You know, things like that they sound dangerous. Especially, you know, as I'm 50 and I'm like, you know, I don't need to do that. I know how to, you know, if I've got the awareness of my feet and body and all that. But where one has confidence, poise, and, you know, one can, you know, not pursue acting. They can become you know, work at a corporation or something like that. But maybe they're asked to, you know, give a sales pitch, or you know, a workshop, a meeting. You know, maybe you're tapped to, you know, be that person to start talking to groups and all that. And that's where all of that training can come in, you know, quite handy. So, you know, because we all probably have done it, or we know someone who goes up and they start making excuses for themselves kind of right off the bat. You know, it's like, well, you know, I'm not much of a public speaker or whatever. It's like, you know, but I'm going to give it my best shot. And you know, and that's like, stop that. You know, just go up and do it. Don't explain it. You know, it's like the comedian who goes to explain like a joke without just telling the joke. Go up there and you know, give your presentation, and don't make excuses for, you know, why you're nervous. You know, everyone's nervous, right? And until you start getting into the flow of it, and then, you know, you get over it. All right. So the second card that comes up, the star card, which is a card of inspiration, hope, and all. So, Halloween, yeah, absolutely for me. You know, I mean, again, as a kid, I lived for Halloween. I lived for it, and what totally sucked, you know, because I grew up in California in my first 10 years, and so Halloween was like a blast. It was a blast, you know, going through the neighborhoods and all. When we moved to Alaska, it never failed to snow like the week before or so. And so, you know, you'd be trick or treating, and it's like, oh, you're a cowboy in a parka. Oh, you're a robot in a parka. You know, you're you know, whatever. I'm not sure what you are, but that nice parka. You know, you just had to like dress accordingly. So you didn't like, you know, die in the elements there trying to, you know, get some free candy. So that was like a, that was a drag. But the kind of the again, that ability to kind of reinvent oneself, to dress up, to change one's identity. That was like, that really appealed to me, you know, quite a bit. The last card that comes up, like my relationship to Halloween. It's like the nine the nine of wands. Nine of wands. It's like, that for me is, it's a card of persistence, of like, hanging in there. And here I am, 54, and I'm still like, celebrating Halloween there at the Queen Mary. And what's funny is that it's like my wife does not care for Halloween. It's just she doesn't care for the costumes and all that. And so it's like, it's like hard to like go out, either alone or it's just it's just a diminished holiday when your partner isn't into it. So I've been working Dark Harbor for a couple of years, and that's starts at the end of September, goes till the beginning of November. So that's like, in some ways, it's overkill, right? It's like an abundance, which becomes an overabundance of Halloween, of getting made up every night, and putting on the whole, spooky vibe and all that. It's a lot. It takes a lot out of me. I have like these dreams where I'm, going through these mazes at night, where I'm just kind of going through them. I'm just walking through them, and it's like it's just on repeat. It's like, I need like a really good clearing. I need to like smoke some sage or something, just to get it, clear all the ghouly vibe there out. And so my but I'm still into it, still into it, and I still enjoy it. And so, I see with these cards that, it's like my experiences from the past have been, like really fun. And it's like people can draw on their past. I can say, God, I had really a lot of fun as a kid, so I'm going to go to this party tonight and just kind of let loose and have fun. Or they can have, like, it's like, oh God, Halloween was terrible, when I was a kid. It's like the neighbor kids were bad to us. They'd like, the older kids would, scare us to death or whatever. And I think that, however it is that we kind of have had our own relationship to, certain holidays, in this case Halloween, it's like, one is able to enjoy themselves, to have fun, to let loose, and just kind of get in the spirit of letting an alter ego, or this person or personality inside that is wanting to express itself. There's a freedom in that, of doing that. So anyway, have fun like this season. I hope this has been of service, this reading. Again, I like to see the tarot as, not just being about relationships and finances or whatever. It's just, one can ask anything and look to see what the cards have to say. And that's how one builds their own connection with the tarot, and sees different layers and all that good stuff. So my website, Jason D. McKean, JasonDMckean .com. And again, the charity for the Lux Paws, to rescue cats and kittens who are really in dire straits there. That information, you can go to Jason Tarot Wizard at Instagram. I have it posted there, or my Facebook, Jason D. McKean. And all of these places you can reach through my website, jasondmckean.com. All right. Many blessings. Have a beautiful week, and I'll try to pop in next week sometime. It's going to be busy, and you know, until November, and then after that, I'll get back into you know, having guests and all that good stuff. But until then, have a safe holiday, and have a really great one. All right.